doing everyone would get. Wouldn't they? So who would you get? Study number one, she didn't get study number two. When you get to study number two? Now that the status, the identity of lady is good with something. And she man says that lady is a father, so he has the one is regarding himself. So melee, suppose it can be established out the age the lady is a father. There, everyone would get each other. Now, suppose Shimon wouldn't be made there, then who would you get from the head? And Shimon would get from the head. So in other words, so melee, Shimon has only wanted to be in the higher order. So who made the head to be from the head? That's all. He takes the head. More than seven and a half is certainly not entitled. More than seven and a half is certainly not entitled. Perhaps he's not being entitled to seven and a half, perhaps he's only entitled to one half. But Shimon is not made as a slave in the father, so Mela Shimon takes seven and a half. Shimon also takes seven and a half. But then, Levi can recover half his other from Shimon's other half. Shimon's other half. So, that's the hour, the mission. So, Zoho Heli Namon, we need to live in the house. Maids, suppose then Levi dies. And here's the house. So, here's the house. So, Yahweh on the house in Kate. Then the boy says, as the cash, here I'm on the bank. No, I'm not on the bank. I'm cooked on the hay of the tower. So the boy says, as the cash. Joachim and Emma, we know my count. What did the other brothers say? He count not only who am I going to help him. If the other brothers also agree with Shimon that the lady is the brother, so why does lady only take from the chedek of Shimon, let him take an equal chedek from the whole thing. This Lord El Dibram, Lavachinu, in the same way, not only in the Hoshim, not in Achal Yeshe Achavine, who Amro Lavachinu, who is the chedek of Amro Yehidi, the Mishneh, the reference to the case, what Shimon says, where is the brother? What does he say? Don't know. He doesn't say he's not his brother, he doesn't say he is his brother. So the Mishnah says such a case where Shimon says Levi is a brother and Rudy says in the idea, I don't know. So then Levi is only entitled to take half his son from the son and the half that should be given to Shimon if Levi hadn't shown up. So the male, since Shimon is made that Levi is a brother, so he gives away half his son. So then Shimon is left with one son. And Rubin, of course, has a son and a half, and Levi has a son. So on the other hand, there is one of the Yotro. In other words, it's a riot from this Mishneh to Rav Nachman's halacha. That Bori Vishemo is love Bori. Because if we are going to say Bori Vishemo, Bori Odi, why does the Mishneh say Levi the Halke, Levi takes only half a son from the son and the half? That is given to Shimon. Boy, the other brother, Ruben, he doesn't say that he's not the brother, he doesn't know. And Shimon says, he is the brother. So it's Boy, Shem, or Boy, Odi. So melee, each one should take one son of the hour, all together. Three sons. So Ruben should take one son of Shimon, one son of it. And Levi should take one son of it. Why does the Mishnah say, he told the hell came, Shimon only takes half his son of from Ruben's son of the head, from Shimon's son of the head. Abai Omar, that's what I want. Abai Omar, Le'ilo, Le'ilo, Chaya. That's what you can say like Avud and Avud, that's Bore Mishel, Bore Odeh. So you have to ask, in this case, why does Levi take only the Chalke, you only have the Sode, from the Sode with Hef, of Shine, let Levi take the whole Sode? Like a real brother. Yishan Ho'che, Yichimon Yer, Ache, B'yot Chodom. Ve'ilu m'chayu, yibor yishenu v'odi, yishan ho'e, da'asot et atzme yirin yideya, yin yochil yikin tan yisvada. Because Levi himself doesn't know that he's his brother, he doesn't know. Shimon knows, but Levi doesn't know, of course, he accepts
the testimony by Shimon. But Levi himself doesn't know. So, when Yochanan came to his father, we saw it, the hill cut. And he came on mainly the rest of his mind. Avo, go off, came to the slasher, and my lord, the other. You can come in away, love of glory in the donut. In other words, here, he cannot be considered in the same time as God. Even the court of Judah, he's not entitled to take the whole subject. Why? But Kabbalah says, "Boy, the Shemot Boladi." No, it's not. It's not Boladi the Shemot. It's Shemot the Shemot. It's Shemot the Shemot. Because Reuben says Shemot. I don't know whether half of the subject that should belong to me, half the subject that belongs to me, is really belongs to you. And so Mele, so Reuben is doing Shemot, and Levi shows the danger. But, after all, Shimon is also Moldova. He's the Aves. He's a Moldova. So, when Shimon, so why shouldn't Levi be considered on the basis of hearsay? So, in other words, Levi should be taken that as well, because on the basis of hearsay. And who is the source of the hearsay time? Shimon. And Shimon is all the Moldova. So we see from this Gemara, that's what Rambam Yohamis mentions. The Rambam Yohamis indeed mentions the Gemara. So we see that in order to have mnemonics as a timeless Baldovo, so if the Baldovo himself who presents the time, so presents it by way of hearsay, even though that hearsay time is in the name of another person who is also a Baldovo, so there, he is not considered the same time as God. Now that seems to be a very strong assumption against the Balamoya. And it's not only Balamoya, Rashi Shita is also like that. And it seems that Teisa Shita is also like Balamoya. Because if Teisa Shita had been like the Rambam, so Teisa should have stumbled out that when Gemara says that Hochen Maeskinon, Taniskot, not Taniskot, Habogi Taniskot, that it doesn't mean that the son mentions in the name of the father, but the son himself, on the basis of his own observation, Tesis doesn't spell it out, so in a stam, Tesis, because Tesis agrees with the Shita of Amoyer and Rashi, that Ben Habobit and his own means that the son says the father told him before he passed away. So it's hearsay, and even though the father, the source of the hearsay is the father, and the father in his lifetime, so he was about the law, but we see from this moral ambassador that Levi is not considered to stay in his body, even though Shimon is staying in his body, and Shimon himself is about the law. So the source of the hearsay kind of by Levi is about the law himself. Still, it's not considered to be his body. So the truth should not be considered in his body. There is one difference between the case here on Golbasa and the case here on Al-Himar. The difference is this. Over there are two brothers, women and children, and then Levi shows up. Levi is moving his office, we don't know. So it's true that Shimon is about the home, but Shimon represents his interest. In other words, suppose Levi is about the home. So then, one-third belongs to Reuben, one-third belongs to Shimon, one-third belongs to Levi. So, Shimon represents his one-third. Levi represents his one-third. So, in many ways, it's not that Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon. Levi doesn't represent Shimon. Levi represents his own interest. He is his son. So then, he has one third. But that's not the third. That's not the third that Shimon owns. So the male, it's not the thing that is born. Mashiach in this case, whose interest does the son Shimon represent? The same interest that the father Yaakov owns in his lifetime. So the male seems Shimon is the Moldova. And he has for the village of Shimon. He is about the law. And he, So he has credibility as Nemones, and what? And his testimony. His testimony, his sign is that his father told him, his father Jacob told him before he passed away, he told him that the Rubin didn't pay out the penny of the $1,000 loan that he took. So in any way, we believe he has the money. And then, and then he says it in the name of the one who represented the same interest that Shimon represents now. Not like the Gemara in Golobasre, where it's two different halakim. Shimon represents the same chilek that his father Yaakov owned when he was alive. So the main way it's translated. And it's a little strange that the Ramban is massive from the Gemara. I mean, Ramban could be chilek even without the Gemara in Golobasre. But there is no haircut from the Gemara in Golobasre. All right, now, when we explained last time the Gemara, so we explained the Gemara of Rabbi, V'hai v'chule boi v'chule, V'hai v'kof alei mishim v'in yodom, Me'i s'pono v'ikti v'al chayde, V'hai v'chule boi v'chule, V'hai v'kof alei mishim v'in yodom, Me'i s'pono, And that used to be a Gemara. You know, from young boys who started to learn Gemara and Shnaimorji, so that would be very confusing Gemara. I mean, to test children, because it's very confusing. On one hand, the Gemara says, by the Kula Boy Bechai, and on the other hand, the Gemara says, by the Kula Boy Bechai, what is it? Is he motivated to deny the whole thing, or is he motivated to agree the whole thing? But, so according to Rashi, the chapter in the Gemara is, Rabbi is the Kashi, should be believed, because of Nidia, because of the Tzadei, or whatever. So, because he could have been a Kibarako, so why did he believe in the media or because of the Yeshiva Beine? So Rabbi gives the parents, no, there is no need. Why? Because we say there is no raya that he's a very honest person. Maybe he's not so honest. Maybe he's ready to be king. But he just doesn't have the heart to be king. So then there is no record of me. So then the second question is, according to Rashi, Moshe, if you are hesheding, that he is a cook, that he's honest first. So the mayor, how can you believe him with a shuli? If you're not hesheding that he's a dishonest, he's an unscrupulous person, why do you have to impose a shuli on him? So he's an honest person, so his words should be good enough. But you're hesheding, maybe he's not scrupulous. If he's not scrupulous, so he's he's apt to swear falsely too. So Miguel Hoshin Anamone, Hoshin Ashwe said. So the Gemara says no. We are Hoshin Anamone. But not Anamone to take away somebody's money for good. Permanent. We are Hoshin that because of the special situation, since he's under pressure and he wants to relieve himself of the pressure and to have a free mind, so temporarily he's ready to be king to somebody else's money, only at a temporary level, not on a permanent level. That is also identity. That also involves a disadvantage of death. But people are mere here. They are mere here, oh, I don't intend to take away his money, now pay up every penny. So it will take another year, so what's the rush? In the meantime, I'll say, I don't know. So this is, but he's not a real Hoshe Amon. He's only Hoshe Amon in certain ways, only on a temporary level, to withhold the payment and to deny it. And ultimately he'll be made there for the whole day. So Mele is not a real Hoshe Amon. So Mele is not Hoshe Ashwiyase. So that's why his Nemon without the Shwi is not the Lord, Shwi is Shwi. Yeah, that's how Rashi
puts it. Rashi was the first part of
Rashi was
like
the Nigash. Yes, I explained it. Well, that's how the Yeshua explained it. So I said at the beginning of the Shia, I said that the Ramban Sifra Mitzvah says that many times the Gemara uses the Russian to Maun Rateiro in the Gaute in Ramon. So the Maun Rateiro sees the Rachon Mori Saki. Hamitzi Adeiro, Hamitzi Mitzio, Mishdam, Mitzio, 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 should be potter of shmuel because of the rabbon, not the raisa. The raisa. So he says, why does he have the meaning of an ancient tier? Of an ancient tier? So because, in other words, this is how Rashi says. Now, Taisa Shikha, Taisa is magical in Rashi, and Taisa says, the Yachon, the morning of the teens, meaning the Hoshi Lamon, and the Lord Hoshi Lashkos. So, what's the Pshat in Rabbi? So Taisa says, the Pshat in Rabbi means that Rabbi is asking the Kashi, why is the Midi Mitzvah Chayim Shmuel? After all, we have a Chochet that is an honest person. Because if he would be an unscrupulous person, so we have another alternative to be a Kibarak. So Rabbi says, no, there is no right that he is a scrupulous person. Maybe he is a very dishonest person, an unscrupulous person. So why didn't he deny the whole thing? Because he doesn't have that puzzle. He feels psychologically inhibited. In telling the lie in his face when the other fellow is mocking and will not even be able to be done in the council. So he's psychologically inhibited in the end. So then the other kasha raised by Rabbi is much. If you say that the reason is why, that he might be an unscrupulous person, but still, he didn't deny the whole thing because he doesn't have the hose to say a lie in his hate. So again, we should say he should be never. Because how he should be never on his standard that $50 doesn't go. Because if you owe the whole $100, not just $50, how would he have the chutzpah to deny $50 monetary if a person is psychologically inhibited? In denying all the $100, he should be psychologically inhibited in denying $50 though. Is he no law? So the Gemara says no. You know what? This person is psychologically inhibited in denying the whole thing. Even if he does it only because of pressure. But to deny part of the debt, not on the permanent level, but on the temporary level, because in order to relieve pressure, that is not enough. So that's why he has to take it. This is how Pesach explains it. Now, the other Pesach, now what they are made is a tiny meat. A few rabbon, no, the rabbin, during the Amash time before, Rabbi Shapin, the man of the Tehor, the man of the Hemon, the Shmuel, the leader, the boy of Rako, or you know, the Hoche, the Ramuin of the Ige. Why does Pesach say that? I feel the Rabbon of the Rabbi Shimon with Dalsh Tanya. Who had this Al-Gedaito that they has to do with the Machwele of Rabbon of the Rabbi Shimon? The answer is Costasius was cognizant of the Pshar by the Rimigash. The Rimigash is that we are to the Shmuel around him. So we shouldn't say, Ramban, no doubt of the Shem, but say, how does the, in the Rimigash himself, he swears, I think, explains it in that way. So how does the Rimigash explain if now more Tehor maybe standing in Shabbat? He couldn't explain it. A Mitzvah should be known with the Midah of Kevra, because Midah of Kevra is Shmuel Amrino. So he explained it, if now more Tehor maybe standing in Shabbat, and Kevra, not in Shabbat. Why is there a distinction between, maybe, why is the Torah distinguish between the Mitzvahs and Kibrako? Because of the Mitzvahs and Kibrako. So, according to that Shah, so then the Gemara goes very well according to Rav Shimon. Not according to Rabban. Rav Shimon is Dorish Tan Yikro. So, in other words, what does it mean, Dorish Tan Yikro? Dorish Tan Yikro doesn't mean the Machlokes between Rabban and Rav Shimon. Rabban and Rav Shimon is whether we are Dorish Tan Yikro or not, is not the Machlokes, the Rambam and some other Rishonim, the Rambam himself, the Rebuchim. Says that there is another shikha, there are some who have your view that should not even give time for it. That's a clear also. There is another, we don't have to inquire at the time. And the Rambam says that he disagrees with the shikha, the Rambam, with this view, he disagrees. So, that's not the machlokes between Rabban and Rav Shimon. I mean, of course, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon, the Rambam passes like Rabban. In certain machlokes in the pasuk of Shimon, but in certain machlokes, let's say regarding aveti shel almono, so so that you're not allowed to take a pledge from Almona. So according to Rav Shimon, only in Almona Anio, but Almona Ashiro, we are allowed. According to Rav Shimon, even Almona Ashiro. Why? Because Rav Shimon says, "Do I stay in the court?" So that applies. That time applies only to an Anio, not to an Ashiro, because Anio. So every day. So if it's, let's say, excruciating, so every day in the morning you have to come, and then at night you have to come again. So people start talking, maybe there is a relationship between him and the Almono. So because of that, the Torah says we sound the Almono, but in Ashiro he doesn't have, he has many excuses, so she has many excuses, so then the Almono has many excuses, so he doesn't have to come twice a day in the morning and at night, you know, to the house, so then it will not be conducive to any So anyway, that's what Rav Shimon says. And Rav Shimon does it also. So the machlokes is not whether we are entitled to give time. According to Rambam, everybody is entitled to give time on their own. But the din HaTorah doesn't change according to the time. Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon is always time in the core, and the time becomes an essential part of the din. In other words, see the time is in order to prevent asrei. So the male, and that can only apply to almono anio. It cannot apply to almono ashiro. So there is no issue to be chaymeh. A beggar, almono ashiro. But Rabbanu say no. That is the time. Now the chinuch. He doesn't pass no life action, he passes the Rabbanu. Still, the chinuch, in the shoshi ha-mitzvah, he mentions that time of action. Why? Because he just mentioned that he's a car in the background of the Nisa, but he doesn't become an infinite car of the Nisa. So in many ways, Nisa said, so according to the Rinigas Pshat, with the man what they are in the Fire Nisha, and Kivrat Nar, because Chavir the Nisa is not heavy. So according to Rav Shimon, he cannot understand it. So in other words, so the B changes according to the Tav. So but according to Rabbanon, how can we understand it? So Nisa says, no, that the Pshat in Gemara is not with Ma'om Romein is a tiny Nishba, the way the Rinigash explains it, and Kimrak not. But the Ma'om of the Romein is tiny Nishba. If you understand there is a Tzirasa Koso, that the Kimrak is never, without this word. And I'm asking why? The Tzirasa Koso. So there are no Shires. So once there is such a Tzirasa Koso, so the male immediate Mikha should be never in the Mikha. But you cannot say, well, but Tuesday, there is another Zakosu, and we will mix that says this way. So let's deduce from this Zakosu, there is no such a law as me. This is how things are done. When you have the shackle, the Maon Mateo, the Maon Henry Shwe, the Nigel, the boy came hard, or you have the Ochan, and you're needed, Shani Reis, the Nigel, you know, the way is Lichter, the Avaran of Shwe, the Yonim, and you're the Kimahatu, Majbini, the Shwe, 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 the Why? Because many people will not make a claim unless there is a basis. The poet had a chazok and the Lord's one of the Lord. We shall be some of the Kalishtami. Now we give up the Chayu Namo, the Meis Lichte, we shall be the Kalishtami, we will be the Nisas, the Kroma Roche, Shaf, the Chazok and the Meis Lichte, Hake, the Kokar. The Lord is had a Nige, the way he said the Rotsin, who made the Mikhish Tale, the Meis Kokar. In other words, this Allah, of Nige, the Hosek, that we are real, or according to the exchange, we say, Nige di Hose, Rachtura and Mishwir we are real, Nige di Hose, Rachtura and Mishwir we are real, so it doesn't mean only the potential time involves Hose, and the actual time doesn't involve Hose. Even if both times involve Hose, involve the degree of Hose. But if there are all degrees of Hose, if the actual time requires only 50% chutzpah, or 60% chutzpah, and the potential time involves 100% chutzpah, so then, again, it's in the law. It's a relative, it has to be decided on the relative scale, in other words. So, two, that sometimes a person who does not have chutzpah to deny a debt, to say something that the other fellow will be makir b'shitchei, but under pressure, he will psychologically be forced. I mean, I say psychologically, not what Bibliotheus is false. He'll psychologically feel false to deny the whole thing. But that requires more guts, more chutzpah than denying part of the death and the curse. So the male, where the actual timing involves in denial of part of it, and the potential timing involves in denial of the whole death, even both might be because of pressure, so it's still considered to be lost. But as a lady report, the rabbi was pushing the man on the table, maybe the mixer's going to Braco, that's the religious job. Because I have talked about the name, the name of the Rake, 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 the name of the Rake. So that's a very strong Rake. That will be Kashi, that the Rake is Pshat. So it says, if we say that the Pshat in the Rake is the man of the Rake, maybe the Rake is Nishma, maybe the Mitzahs, as this way, and Kibrahak now, and why is it always this? So in other words, there is a Svoret to this Zerasakosov. It's not a Zerasakosov like Poradun. There is a Svoret. This Zerasakosov made the Mixas is higher issue, and Kibrahak now is based upon the Svoret. It's based upon the Svoret. What's the Svoret? Because in Kibrahak there is a substantial riot that he's telling the truth. He's telling himself, why? Because in the main point of the Bible. It requires too much chutzpah to say that in the b'fnei chayim. So there is a substantial riot. It's not the chochem nureh, but there is a substantial riot, a prima facie the chochem that he's telling the truth. Because if he's not telling the truth, then is an inconceivable riot, an inconceivable chutzpah. So to say be clear chaver when the other fellow is making a shikha. So anyway, you should follow. Suppose saying being the kibahakal does not involve such great chutzpah, then the kibahakal should be chayim shikha. And it's not like that. So the rabbi is, so, ubisom hamdu nifnu rabon nei mei zupot rabon nifnu should be shvani, nini liboy kibahakal. So, we came out with no one to give a hack of potter. The lecture in the minister called the high school with that. We called the hack of potter. Do you need three ways to make it in Chibona play? Bring me a day out. And I say, Ma, if there is a cause of him. If you say, Mashma, you've been on clear in your way. Roy, you made a mix as if you had been in Chihai, you wanted to hate it. But we can't think of those working good. I was the hacker, we stuck here, we got on the man. Alright, I don't know what that. So, next time, we have to go over the case of the Kule Boyeroy, because it's a very important case. And then, we'll start with the more of the English homework subject in the second Friday. The case of the Kule Boyeroy, yes?
You never mentioned before the Ryan Schwartz and that man
Hayes. I discussed the Ryan Schwartz. How can I discuss the Ryan Schwartz? I discussed it. Yeah, alright. So, first, the case of Kule Boyeroy, because that deals with the meaning of Miguel Hoshida Mona, Hoshida Schwartz, or Will Hoshida Schwartz. That we should see a bit of Hossi, I mean, in Rashi Shita and other Shita cases. And then we start the meaning of Shots. The meaning of Shots, right? We start the meaning of Shots.